This is Mac Rebonics. You are tuned into the Hip Hop Digest Show. Keep it real. Keep it real. Keep it real. Keep it real. Keep it real.
So why is popular music becoming dumber, blander, and more homogenized? A primary reason is that many of the artists you hear are having their records written and produced by the exact same people. So because in many cases, the artists themselves have zero originality, input, or talent, what you're hearing is the characteristics of the same producer on all these different songs by different artists. In fact, many of the songs that grace the top 10 throughout most of the year are written by just 4 different people. These producers then just keep cannibalizing each song to create the next hit. That's why everything sounds identical, 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 identical.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's your boy, Ezo Grigio, because I'm drinking again.
Uh-oh. Drinking and smoking?
It's California, baby. It's all legal.
Always smoking.
Smoky and shit.
All right. That's what's good. So anyway, we're back here. Another week, we're doing it, as we always do. Swerving, you've been itching pregame. What are you itching about?
Oh, what am I itching about?
Yes.
You started off the top.
You know this nigga hates surprises. So yeah, he was like, I'm spring it on y'all. Yeah, so
what
yeah.
are you itching?
Okay,
been
so wilding. Yeah, it is the word I was looking for in pregame is ironic.
Oh shit,
ironic. So I was trying to hurry up and look at it real quick to see who exactly is going to be there. But your boy is going to be attending a concert next month that there is no way in 6 hells or heavens I would have ever thought I'd find myself at a fucking concert with these folks.
And
these folks are, the joint is called Hammer's House Party.
Oh, shit. Now, does that mean Hammer's going to be there?
Yo, MC Hammer, Tone Loc,
D-Lot,
Biz Markie, and another one of them from that ilk. Not Biz, but another one of them Hammer ilk folks. I'm trying to hurry up and look it up, but yo, I saw the opportunity and I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
You know what though? For me, I like the fact that Hammer, you know, when he was at the top of his game, he was living in his big house and looking down on the regular Joe hip hop. You know, I'm too big to do tours with them. It has come full circle. You know, now, you know, the fact that he got Bismarck, I mean, he's done the tours of Salt and Pepper and all kinds of pedestrian style rap groups. And now he's doing that again. Now, I'll give Hammer some credit. He did actually was one of the California guys who went to the Latin Quarter. I haven't really got a definitive answer on how well that went over, because the Latin Quarter is famous for booing everybody. You know, and the Public Enemy could get booed off the stage at the Latin Quarter. Anybody can get booed off the stage.
Oh, my bad. Here we go. I got the lineup. Thank you for that filler, sir. MC Hammer, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Biz Markie, and a 2 Live crew.
Mm. Oh, boy, a lot of booty shaking up in that joint.
Mm. Wow.
Yep, there it is.
That's what's up.
Like big butts, and I cannot lie.
I wonder if Luke and Sir Mix-a-Lot can get them dames out like they used to.
Hold on, yo. I think I just...
You think you just fucked up?
Yeah, I did. There's more.
Uh-oh.
There's more.
Oh, damn. See, this is what happens when you go live. This is why we don't do live, nigga.
I know. See? Because I'm tripping. But I'd have had it hooked up then. I didn't know it was going to come this quick. But anyway, let me repeat. Let me do it over. MC Hammer, Sir Mix-a-Lot, Biz Markie, Tone Loc, Young MC, 2 Live Crew, and the Funky Bunch.
Oh, fuck.
Wow.
Yep, your boy is gonna be in the audience. I'm telling you right now, and I don't know if I'm going to regret it or if I'm just gonna let myself be like, "Oh, this is what they liked back then."
Nigga,
I don't, because it had no room in my mind.
You gonna be at a concert with a bunch of middle-aged white folks and shit, digging it out, nigga. Watch. You better get some video of this shit.
Man.
What's up,
yes,
yo?
Yes, sir. So that is the ironic moment that I wanted to share with you.
So before we get into the show proper, I want to give a special shout out to one of our long-term listeners, just a true family member, our boy Diff Sr., who sent us some very nice wooden plaques in recognition of the Hip Hop Digest show. For all our years of service, I was really touched by that, yo. That just came out of nowhere, you know. And I just want to give a shout out to him. You know, Diff, you know, the famous story about, you know, the Black Moon album. But that's, you know, I guess we always been a Digest like that, you know. I know he hates that story and whatnot, so I won't tell it. You know, or I'll give the real short version. Talking about hip hop, I mentioned Black Moon. Diff said he didn't like it. I was incredulous. And then so that's how the story goes or whatever. But anyway, but shout to him, because that's beyond gracious as far as I'm concerned, my man.
I ain't going front. You got me, son. Because when you put that shit up on the text chain, I saw it. And I was like, what the fuck is this? I was like, I don't remember us good. Who the fuck put us up for an award? Did we win an award? What the hell is this shit? You're getting a plaque for what? And where the fuck is my cash at, homie? I was like, what the hell's going on? And then when I came over today, he was like, yo, Diff said this shit. I was like, oh, okay. So thank you, Diff. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt.
Asking me for my dress, and I thought, you know, because we sent stuff back and forth, so I thought I was looking for some music or a CD or something he was going to send me, and I didn't think nothing else about it. And when you put that up there, I still wasn't thinking of it. I was like, damn, where'd that come from, right? And then when we talked on the side, you was like, yeah, you should get yours today. And I was like, oh, word. Still didn't put it together until I got it out of the mail and saw Diff's name on that joint. I was like, oh shit, that's crazy. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. So shall we get right in?
Oh, yes, sir.
First topic on Hip Hop Digest is Freddie Gibbs has a word for his major label critics. Fans of Freddie Gibbs were surprised to find out, or I would have to say he faced criticism from his long-term fans when they found out that he has now signed to a major label. Mr. Gibbs, who is now signed to Keep Cool / RCA Records, says about himself, I'm the Kevin Durant of this rap game. You know, I've been out there doing what I do, getting major chips, but now it's time to get with a major label. According to Mr. Gibbs, and I'm quoting right here, them niggas can eat a dick. I got kids.
Babies gotta eat.
And he said this is a new foray into the business, so I'll have the backing to be able to compete with the big boys in the game. I repeat, them niggas, long time Freddie Gibbs fans. Again, because Freddie Gibbs is a guy who's saying, nigga, fuck a label for many a year. But here comes RCA. The gold is shimmering.
Maybe Freddie Gibbs' Cadillac getting kind of old.
I don't know. But
man, now there's steak with the beans and the rice.
So Freddie Gibbs is saying, first of all, you know what I'm saying, you know, no financial disclosure, but I'm sure he got a balloon payment. You know, tripping in his new video and shit, though, running around. If you didn't see it, it's funny as hell. He's a black man on he owns a ranch almost. And he got all these white folks, and he's pointing that motherfucker, telling niggas what to do, doing a lot of that clean up after my horse shit. Oh my God. Okay. Yeah, he's tripping.
I'm interested in hearing what the song is about.
Yeah, actually, it's a pretty good song, everything. The new album, now, I don't know how much he's going to run with the big boys. A lot of production from Madlib, from what I'm reading. I could probably be into it, you know what I mean? But, you know, what do we think about that, yo? Mr. Independent is now going major, and he like, fuck them niggas if you got something negative about it.
Well, see, what's going to see? What I'm going to say is, you telling all the niggas to eat a dick, but when you fucking with the majors, you got to take that dick.
Ooh.
And you're probably going to make the same amount of money or less.
You know, I look, there's no, the majors, the allure of the majors will never go away. You know, there are guys out there who are making a good living as independent artists. Okay? Now, there is a difference between making a good living and, you know, getting that Migos money. And people were saying the only way, especially in hip-hop, most folks are going to say the only way you're going to get that Migos money is to go with the majors. So you can, you know, when you go up to iTunes and shit, when you go up to the Cupertino campus, they're going to roll out the red carpet for you. You know, when you, I don't know where Spotify located, they're going to roll out the red carpet for you. You know what I mean? As an independent guy, nigga, you might get a box lunch and a fucking juice carton.
Shit, you see how your boy got tweeted up at Hot 97.
Exactly.
When he came up there with his record, exactly. Nigga was on his phone paying him no attention.
That's what I'm saying. You might want to be more attentive to that independency.
But, okay.
The label is going to screw you real bad.
You work up at the RIAA. Okay.
Now, tell me
the reception of big boys versus niggas. Okay. I'm just telling you. Let me say it slower.
Okay. I'm going to try to make it real clear. You sign with the majors. They are signing you. You are not signing them. And you will get, regardless of who you are and how much you make and all that kind of shit, you will get the pennies that they give you. You could keep your fan base and make that or more independent. Yeah, you're going to get exposure, but that doesn't mean you're going to get money.
Okay, I get it, but like Kirk G gave an example of Joyner Lucas up at Hot 97 and shit.
Right.
And I'm asking you, you didn't answer the question. I'm going to ask again. When the big boys came down to the office at RIAA, how weren't they being treated with milk and cookies? Or did
Okay. Wait. You talking about the artists or the labels?
No, I'm talking about both big labels and big artists.
The big labels come around. It was pop tall.
You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh.
But if an artist came around, there was sometimes and we even know they was there or it had to be, I don't know. It depended on what channel or what booth they were going in because it wasn't like a WKYS or some shit like that. Okay. It was different.
I just remember.
But
okay, go ahead.
I am answering your question.
Yeah, no doubt.
When the labels came there, everybody had a point and not so much when the artists were there unless it was a specifically famous super artist.
Because the RIAA represents the labels. They don't represent the artists.
Right, correct. Exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of gold and platinum records in them halls down there, though. So, all right, okay.
Well, who owns it?
The labels.
The labels.
Right. Okay, shout out to Freddie Gibbs, man. You know.
I hope his dreams come true.
Yeah, right. No doubt.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's going to be a short-lived dream, though.
Oh, nigga, if
them,
he don't
them
meet.
Niggas got a short leash.
Yo, let me tell you something. He don't meet sales goals, he going to find out exactly what time it is about eating dicks.
I'm hearing you say Madlib. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I don't.
Unless Madlib's starting to do some of that other shit, I don't know.
Right.
All right, that's what's good. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Mike D tells Q-Tip that the master tapes of Beastie Boys' debut album, Licensed to Ill, are missing.
Ouch.
Your boy Mike D was on, where was he? He was on Q-Tip's show Echo on Beats 1. And he said that basically when they got around to saying, you know, we need to go up Def Jam and tighten up our shit. Let's go get the masters to License to Ill. Woke up at Def Jam. Folk around the office. It's like, well, what happened? When we moved from Elizabeth Street, things got messed up, or you know, and FedEx didn't deliver, or some shit kicked off. Somebody's
sitting around with a collector's item.
One of the most heralded hip hop albums in hip hop history, License to Ill, for good reason, is missing. The master tapes is missing. Now, come on, B. We're talking about a major label. As a matter of fact, I turn around and pull out License to Ill, maybe they ought to call Columbia, because I'm thinking Columbia Records had something to do with that too.
Oh my God, Detective Killer B.
This nigga's getting ready to start pulling out his records now. There he goes.
No, I'm just saying, yo.
So you thinking that maybe Russell might have
them? I'm thinking.
Or you thinking that Rick Rubin might have them?
At that time, it was Def Jam / Columbia. Now, they know where they recorded the record at. They know, but you know, this is a major label. We just got done talking about how the major labels do it. They turn the record in. The record blows big. Crazy units to sell. You know, they're rich or whatever. You know, somebody, Russell, you know, Rick, somebody, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody wasn't on the job. Or maybe they were. They was hoping right. Nobody would pay attention. They scooped them joints. Might go down to Rick Rubin's basement. He got them shits over there chilling. It's my
Kurt Gita lit him up.
It's my shit right here. It's in the cut. This one in LL's first album. Look at him.
So yeah, I don't know. I find that to be absolutely. I just find that to be amazing, yo. How do you lose that shit?
Yeah, that's crazy. Can I bring something up? Because this is like a first on the show.
Oh, what's up?
I think because we don't have a camera, people can't see us. But I'm looking at you and I'm like, yo, where's the piece of paper? He's digital now. King Killer is thumbing through the topics on his phone. And it's amazing because so many years I've seen that piece of paper.
And you'll see it again. I was being ultra lazy. I had a long fucking day at a violence prevention class that was just fucking horrendous.
Yeah, this nigga texted me. I said, damn, this nigga bored out of his mind up in that bitch.
So, yeah, I had a long day. So this is just pure laziness. Don't worry, it'll return to the paper next week, no doubt, because I am seriously uncomfortable with this. But let's continue on.
Return of the real hard beats and real rap.
Yeah, exactly. Next up on the Hip Hop Digest is Jay-Z becomes the first billionaire rapper according to Forbes magazine. And Dr. Dre fans had an absolute conniption.
So are they playing loose and heavy with the wordage here? Or is that just the fact that they actually counting every penny? Or what are they doing here?
Well, you know, Forbes and financial magazines, they tend to take an entire portfolio and put it together. Dre did get an awful big check from the Cupertino gangsters, no question about it. But I don't believe that he really actually ever reached that $1 billion situation. I mean, his tax liability must have been hellish. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, that nigga is far from broke. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's over there stinking.
And his fans, certainly. But you know how rap is. You know how ridiculous this is when it comes to the culture. You know, we talk about this a lot. Even though Ice-T says, I got the gangster shit from Schoolie D, the general public is like, nigga, fuck that, Ice-T. So, yeah. I mean, here we are. We got Dre fans saying, nah, nigga, fuck that. you know, Jay-Z's portfolio, and according to the financial people,
if you don't believe me, I'll let you take a peek.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, no, if you're that confident,
yeah, you can get a little glimpse. You know,
why can't we just celebrate that shit, yo? Just for both of them. I mean, even though, you know, like you said, it was, I don't know, there was those reports that it was close to $1 billion for Dre, but who cares? At that point, you're a billionaire, yo.
Exactly. Okay. Okay, Dre's worth $890 million. Okay. Yeah. He's very close.
That's way closer to $1 billion than I am.
But I tell you what, man, they're running. They got a tab here. That's pretty interesting. Armin, what is this shit, B? Because I can't read. What is that? That $310 million shit. Oh, see,
this is a whole other language and shit.
Okay,
This is Armin de Brignac.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is. Whatever that is, that's your boy Jay-Z at $300 billion. Then they got cash.
Billion,
I mean, I'm sorry. No, I mean three. I'm sorry. Damn. Back it up. Hold up.
This nigga got some of that oil money here.
Nah,
somewhere?
Hold up. Let me run this again here. He's got some investment that is $310 million. Okay. Then they go cash and other investments at $220 million. Then another foreign DUSA, $100 million. I don't know what that is. Oh, that's the Jay-Z cognac venture with Bacardi. That's $100 million. Okay, that's straightened out. And this other one, what is this shit here? Video McMill. I don't know. That may be some overseas liquor shit. As I continue on, Tidal, $100 million. Rock Nation, $75 million. His music catalog, $75 million. His art collection, $70 million. Real estate holdings, $50 million. So they're having a running tab
in his wallet.
See, that's why I'd rather have that oil money. Niggas don't know how much I got.
Hey,
know I'm Jay-Z's, fucking rich.
Yeah, but he is good and diversified from all that shit you just named.
Yeah. He's crazy.
Very well in all of them.
Right, and Dr. Dre fans need to just calm down and shit. You know what I mean? Because, you know, he's all right.
he's doing better than all you niggas.
He's all right.
No need to cape up for him.
Right. No doubt about that. So, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is
scroll, nigga, scroll.
I'm trying to do this the right way.
Oh, one of them topics.
Yeah. There's a video of Snoop Dogg and Mike Tyson, one dressed up as Oprah Winfrey, the other one dressed up as Gayle King.
Let me hold you real quick. Okay. I think we got on that, B. I think that was that fake.
Is that the fake. Oh, my man.
You think that's some Photoshop shit?
I think it's fake. If you look at it, look at the faces. Oh. Take a real good look at the faces. I think that was fake.
We're going to go by that and just say that.
I wanted to hold fast on that. You don't have to retract.
Oh, great. Well, there's no.
I'd rather retract. If it's real, then it's real, but it looked fake.
Then there's no need to retract because you caught it. And you know that new technology they got. Yeah, new technology they got when they're slapping faces on and it's looking so real. So yeah, exactly. we'll have to really double and triple check on shit then. All right.
Good. Now, you ain't got to do it now, B.
Oh, thank
you
God.
Were struggling. You didn't want to do it.
Nah, I really did.
Yeah, but if it is real, somebody let us know and then we'll discuss that bullshit, because that's what it is if it's real.
Yeah, that's that bullshit.
No doubt. So, you know, last couple of weeks, yo, just heavy Wu-Tang talk. And I've seen this as a continuation of Wu-Tang talk. But it's not so much about Wu. They're involved with this situation. Because I like a prediction about, is it over for a particular artist?
Uh-oh.
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Joey Badass will play Inspector Deck in the Wu-Tang American Saga. Now, okay. Shout out to Joey Badass. He's getting into acting situation, and he's going to be playing Inspector Deck, I would assume, you know.
He was in Mr. Robot.
No doubt. Oh, Dave East is apparently playing meth. I mean, you know, they're getting it together. Yeah. So that's a good look for Dave East as well. But what I want to know is it over for your boy Joey Badass as an artist? As a frontline artist, don't get me wrong, a major payday writing that Post Malone shit. Major league payday. He's all right, too. When I mean done as a frontline artist, I don't mean done and broke. I mean done in sitting on a lot of shit in the background. That's where you get your most money any fucking way.
So you say he gonna turn into one of them Swedish niggas just writing records for everybody?
Well, I think he could. I mean, because I think that his second album and it didn't sell, and he was doing a lot of league, and his panda socks were wet because he was doing a lot of ankle wading in and trying to figure out what to do, and you know, fuck that East Coast rhyming over muffled sample shit, I'm trying to blow. And then the label was putting pressure on him, but guess what he did? You know, he doubled up his efforts and wrote that monster hit for Post Malone.
Killing me, son. This nigga walking around with soggy socks on, son.
Hey, B, he was in soggy. The river with them panda bitches, and they're wet. And they wet.
Damn.
So did he have his pan out there panning for gold?
Nigga, his mama was like, what you doing in the creek with them socks on, boy? That type of shit.
Playing with them salamanders.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. So, but, I mean, I'm just curious because, you know, we haven't heard any music. Yeah, whole pro era, it's been relatively quiet. I'm sure they put out music as old as we are. We just don't have the reaction to be up on everything like that. But again, I'm asking y'all too. I mean, gee, you're firmly in the underground circuit. Have you seen any Joey Badass or pro era come through?
Not like that.
Okay.
Not like that.
Okay.
He's on some other shit now. Right. Like you said, he's trying to make that bread on the other side now. And I'm not mad at him.
Mm. And he's getting it.
I am not mad at him. I'm not upset. Go ahead and get your money.
Now,
but when you come back to our side, make sure you come correct.
Well, that's the key thing. Because when Joey Badass hit the scene, every nigga on this show was like, that's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay, that muffled sample shit. Okay. He did that. Do we get trolled? Is Joey Badass like saying, nah, nigga, I did that to get in, and I knew you old niggas is gonna pat me on the back, but now, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got a couple niggas from Atlanta writing my next shit.
Ooh.
Look,
you know, that, he don't that need them, dude.
I would say, looking at that, if that was the issue, I would be like, you know what? Go ahead and do your shit. I'm not going to be listening to it. I'm going to be mad that you switched like that, but I still have those joints that he made that made me feel like he was that shit. So I'll just stay there with it.
Right. I don't think that he trolled us. I think he actually really truly came in doing what he felt and liked at the time. Maybe he had uncles or whatever, or a father, whoever around, and was around him with that kind of music and gave him that feel. And he just came in with that. But then his age group caught up to him. He like, damn, hey, what the fuck am I doing? You know, I'm out here doing this old man music. I need to be out here doing this shit.
All right. Well, shout out to Joey Badass. No doubt. Yeah, next up going to Hip Hop Digest is Job TMZ a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Job TMZ a little bit because... I thought it was interesting. Your boy this past week, you know, shout to T.I., man. He was upset that the TMZ basically posted or covered the reason why his sister died. And it was basically a drug overdose, that type of thing. It's not really about that, so we're not going to talk about that. But we are going to talk about, isn't it a double standard or talking with a double tongue? T.I. has a reality show where he invites cameras into his home. T.I. makes money on his own marital difficulties by inviting cameras in his home. Why would he be upset when the cameras are now because that's how T.I.'s making money.
Wow.
And they're just covering, you know, his sister, the toxicology, that whole shit. You know TMZ with that shit. You know that. And every last one of them, you know, who know about that shit. The Kardashian Corporation, you know, they play lip service to that shit, but they know this shit really is helping their wallet in the end.
They call them and tell them where they're gonna be, my nigga.
They got they got a symbiotic relationship with TMZ.
Right, exactly.
Them niggas know that that's where they bread is
buttered. But getting back to your man, you know, what kind of shit is he running here? I mean, and why would he, you know, be outraged about it?
I mean, I know why he's outraged about it.
Why?
He's outraged about it because it's personal. It's real. It's his sister, and she wasn't on it like that. You know what I mean? Him and Tiny and all that shit, them niggas is all doing whatever the fuck they do on camera and T.I. Tiny show or whatever it is. I mean, she was on the show here and there doing whatever, but it got real personal for that nigga at that point when it went out there like that. And plus, it was a drug overdose. And niggas is putting it out there like she was on some drugs, like she's some crackhead or some shit. So it really hurt for that.
But it wasn't reported bad, though.
I know it was reported regular. It was reported regular like they do everybody else. It's not like they just do this to black people. I can see him getting upset. TMZ does this to every fucking body.
I, for one, and again, shout to T.I., man. I, for one, find it to be quite, you know, just so two-faced. You know, you want people to tune in to your reality show, you know. And then, you know, when the reality, okay, is there reality in reality? Or you're just not supposed to pay attention to the man behind the curtain? I don't get it.
If you think it's reality, then you're fooling yourself.
Well, no, I get you. True.
You're fooling yourself. You're being trolled if you think there's reality in reality TV. It's like watching any Mona Scott show and there not being a fucking fight. There's going to be a fucking fight if she's behind the scenes of any show that she does. You better believe these niggas. And these niggas is staged. It's all staged.
Yes, it is.
It's bullshit. Mm.
So all of it.
The shit that TMZ got. So if you really want to get into it, the shit that TMZ got him on is the fact that they didn't run it past him first, so he could put the show out, put it out the way he wanted to put it out.
Ah, there's the
put
answer.
Put the story out there the way he wanted to put the story
there's
out.
There's the answer. I was waiting to get around to it because I was going to say, is T.I. really pissed because he didn't get to go through his production situation to frame it the way he wanted to? But you got it, the right answer, Kurt G. Swerve, you look like, you know, maybe.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I when I saw it, when somebody first put it on a chain, I was like, what the fuck did TMZ say? Because damn, it must have been crazy to get T.I. all up in, you know, roars like that. So I looked at the story, and when you click it, it was the second part where they went back and made a eulogy. But then I found on another site the first thing, and I read it, and I was like, that was not bad. That you know, it wasn't bad at all. It didn't appear to have any malice in it, what I'm saying. So for T.I. to just trip out like that,
right, man, now,
like you said, it's kind of two-faced.
Now, if they're going to come out with some pictures later like they did with Whitney Houston with The Room.
Oh,
yeah.
But that was an old picture, though.
Yeah, that was an old picture before she died. But I'm just saying, it was just putting it out there on that type of level.
Mm. All right. Well, all right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is J. Cole breaks down what he gets for a verse for a feature. J. Cole, still one of the hot young bulls out there in commercial rap, basically said in a very short article, you know, Cole ends up rapping about 200 words or so on a guy's project, in which the charge will usually come around $400,000.
Damn.
Well, got me go to Jay-Z face.
Damn.
But the manager quickly...
That really? Is that the truth? Are we being trolled?
But no, I think we're being trolled because management came out and was like, no, he's not charging that much. Mm. I remember back in the day, Joe, people were outraged when guys were getting 50,000 to show up on joints.
And drop a 16.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember 50,000 was the standard. Some people never got that. Some people, you know, like Primo, were working on the honor system, you know, throwing niggas whole albums and shit.
You know, you get paid, I get paid.
Yeah,
make sure you break me off.
Right, right, that type of shit. So I don't know. Wow, man, the young guys are so flushed with money. I don't know, somebody like Big Rush or somebody else in the industry proper. I wonder what the big guys are really getting. So you say back in the 90s, a cat's getting 50,000 for, you know, with in today's money, inflation, the whole shit.
I'd say double that.
Yeah, no more than that. I'd say, you know, upwards of $150, maybe $200 on. Okay, now, how much does Ghostface get? We're just speculating. I mean, he would have to have been given a sizable Samsonite bag, I would have assumed.
He better have got the OJ jumping over the fucking luggage over in the airport shit, B.
Shit, the Hertz jump ball bag?
Yeah, he better have got that shit.
Wow.
See, I was just about to say something good in the artist's behalf until you brought that shit up. Man, girl, I can't even really say what I was going to say, but I'm just saying it.
Check my Wu-Tang style.
You would think that we would be cool with artists getting the money, or the bag. You would think we would be cool with that.
I'm cool right? with it, B. I was cool with him. Y'all niggas rolled me under the bus heavy for letting this nigga get his bag.
No,
I'm mad as fuck at Ghostface for that, because there's still integrity
right,
involved.
Nah, B. We were mad about that cream shit, yo.
Yeah,
she, like you said,
integrity.
Yeah, she could have had a verse. She could have had him in the video, the whole shit. But like you said, you can't do cream. No, you can't do drugs, cream. You can't even, we can't have that.
I'd have told outside her. Outside of that shit, on some right. regular commercial motherfuckers just doing their shit, I don't give a fuck if you commercial there. If there's money there to get off of you, get that shit.
Wow.
I'm not mad at that. I don't give a fuck. If it would have been, if J. Cole would have rapped on a fucking Britney Spears record, I wouldn't have gave a fuck. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't have listened to it.
Britney Spears?
I would have said to myself, I'm going to give a fuck, yo.
Yeah, it's all the same. I know what you're doing. It's all the same.
Fuck.
My man.
Any of the motherfuckers. On my fucking Zendaya record, I don't give a fuck. Any of the motherfuckers, if they was on that shit, I would be like, I hope you got a beautiful bag. But
an American tourister.
if I see most, I ain't gonna say most deaf because he was fucking around with them dudes in Atlanta. I want to say somebody that I would never think, Chuck D. Most deaf. Black Thought. If I saw Black Thought, and you know they on a Tonight Show and they got
there's some networking going on right there. So I can see Black Thought getting caught over there.
On some, I can't even. I don't know who's that Ida Tiger girl. Any of them mugs, if I see Black Thought on it and he ain't repping, which I cannot comprehend, I'll be bugging. But in the commercial world, they're in the fucking commercial world. There's a lot of money, a lot of bags in there. As many of them bags as you can get, if you willing to fucking get through them waters, go get it.
I'd like a Gucci designer, please.
So, and you would get
it. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, so wow.
I want one of those one-offs.
Oh, okay, that's what's good, man. So I don't know. All right. So, you know, anybody got anything left over?
You know, as a recording night, it's 45 Fridays.
Yes, and we're reporting on 45 Fridays before we get out of here. I have not yet listened to DJ Q's postings. He just posted. Boy, everybody was going in tonight, you know.
Bonk on there, boy.
Everybody was going in tonight.
Yeah, like the niggas is digging.
Yeah,
once again.
Yeah.
Niggas is out digging.
And I'm going to say this. I'm not going to say who, but I already had to scratch one off my list I was going to rock because somebody played it tonight.
Whoa.
You been had.
So you got to be careful out there.
Well, come on, B. By the time they hear the show, everyone will know what time it is. Who played your joint?
Give me 1 second here. I believe it was T-Bear.
Oh.
With the Sly Stone joint.
Oh.
Gotcha.
They got me. Mm. Shut me down.
I know. You know, when I'm thinking about joints, when I'm playing, I'm thinking about, damn, did somebody play this or whatever? I'm trying to keep the high integrity. You know what I'm saying?
B, I'm going to go ahead and put the business out there. This nigga was playing some 45s early. I was like, oh my gosh, B. I'm like, the shit you posted, B, they ain't even touching the joints you was playing for me earlier.
Hey, man.
But you just holding them back.
Hey, huh? B, I don't want, you know, I'm just metering it out here. You know, 45 Fridays is a highly competitive situation.
It is.
But let me tell you something, man. I love that, man, because guys all over the country, Hip Hop Digest style, pure hip hop style, getting in. I love it.
On the original records and white labels, it's beautiful.
Oh, see, so gotta shout out to Diff. I see he went and got a needle to the groove on 45.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Diff back in the record store. You got niggas out here shopping again and shit.
Hey, man.
Spending their shoe budget on records and shit.
Yo, son, let me tell you something. That we need to be back in the record stores, you know what I mean? Talking about this hip-hop shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas are too much fucking Spotify and shit. Too much Tidal and shit.
Physical.
Yeah, exactly. Too much Rothstein or that Jay-Z shit.
Sam Rothstein.
Yeah, too much of that shit. Should have stayed in food and beverage, my nigga.
you see what Jay worth over here.
I know, right?
So niggas out here crazy. Trying to put out movies and shit. Spending up half the budget.
So, oh my God. That's what's good.
Just the fact that you say somebody who came from nothing, you know what I'm saying, financially, is now a billion. Him and Dre. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Not to mention, you know, folks like, what was that dude from Byron Allen?
Oh, he's a man.
On the low.
Yeah.
He's got to be a billionaire. Yeah. I mean, he's not a rapper or nothing like that, but he's got to be a billionaire.
Well, he's the man. But let me tell you something. And two, and you know, and I've had a lot of criticisms for Jay, especially his art. I mean, rapping in that Blueprint 3 shit is super whack, and I will continue to say that. But really, two guys, Dre and these, they're B-boys. They're hip-hop guys. You know, and I think that they carry that with them and they rep at the highest level. That's where we got to celebrate this. You know what I mean? There could be two other guys who are not hip hop, who use rap right. as a stepping stone. You know, these two guys, Dre and Jay-Z, they're B-boys, yo. They're hip hop guys.
The opening of the movie Straight Outta Compton got Dre doing what? Getting busy on the turntables.
Right.
Exactly, and records all over the place.
Yeah,
that's right. Hip hop.
So, no doubt. So,
crazy. I feel good, yeah. Billionaires.
Indeed,
it's a lot of money in hip hop now.
Indeed. So, that's what's good, yo. So, you know how we do. Just a low key affair, Hip Hop Digest. You know,
okay.
Back to the basics.
All right.
So, Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
I'm gonna get like half a bus to run over me this week.
Uh oh.
So, as Igri say, I'm out here welling. Yeah, so I'm about to get... Yeah, yeah.
It's
a speed... It's going to be a speed... It's like a speed bump. So, I got the albums of the week, but I ain't got no instrumental.
Whoop! Whoop! You know, pull that over, sir.
Oh, damn.
I think there's a busted tail. Like, pull it over.
Damn. Niggas get shot
sir,
for that.
Sir, you been drinking?
Nah. I ain't been drinking. And I ain't got no weapons.
So, as Kurji is getting out his license and registrations, go ahead and
yes,
do your
I
albums.
I am reaching for my license and registration, sir. Please don't shoot me. All right, this week. We got Horror City, Supervillain. That's Horror City, Supervillain. When we got Touch and the Dirty Sample Jaws. That's Touch and the Dirty Sample Jaws. And the instrumental joint is... Beep.
So as Kurt G's getting a ticket for a busted taillight, Swerve, if you ain't got anything left over, then, you know...
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking that Lil Malcolm was just whispering in my ear because of what Kurt just said and how real that shit is. And then the fact that we are talking about it just even briefly on a Hip Hop Digest show about getting pulled over by a cop and how you feel and what you have to do is crazy.
Oh, B, it's the truth, though. It is the truth.
God, that shit just hit me real hard when you said that shit. I'm reaching for my license and registration, sir.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's a reality. Look, let me tell you something.
I ain't even going to front. I get stopped. My shit's right there, ready to go. I'm going to pull it out, put my shit on the seat. So when they come to the window, I'm just handing it to them. Like, here it is right here. It's in my hand already. I'm ready for you.
Look.
I'm not fucking around with you.
African-American men, and we have done this, you know, for eons through comedians or whatever. I mean, you know, as these African-American men on the real, on the 100%, got to be more careful. So that's just the real reality.
And
man.
Even when you are, it doesn't matter.
Right, right. Because even the ones that are, doesn't that give you a sense of clinical PTSD where you always got to be worried about some fucking cops, you know?
Yo, yeah, of course. I mean, that's
yeah,
just
and I
one.
Know we're not the only ones.
Nah.
Shit, the cop is on the other side of the fucking road. I'm like, what the fuck? Why now? You know what I'm saying? Just don't even be around me.
All right, yo.
Hey, I'm sorry. Lil Malcolm was over here saying shit, though.
So. That's real. We're going to do it again next week, y'all. All right?
All right.
No doubt.
All right. Peace.
One. Peace.
To the warlocks, right around the time that Rodney King met the four cops. My cycle was so violent, I was screaming through the silence. Spray painting public property, unruly and defiant. Mean streaking on the metro, no snaps for Petro. My best friend from show lines, the other one a klepto. Joking on my wardrobe, so disrespectful, didn't have it back then. That's why now I cop the retro. Kicks in the toys, cause I'm trying to fill the void of a childhood. The demons and the alcohol destroy. Was a boy from the hood, still a nigga from the streets. And I ain't a conscious rapper, you can get your ass beat. What's up?
Naturally better. Possibly the best they ever seen. Naturally better. Possibly the best they ever seen. Naturally better. Possibly the best they ever seen. Naturally better. Possibly the best they ever seen.
My city is so massive, ride around while in traffic. Metaphysically a master, raindrops full of acid hit the tip of your tongue, make the world come alive. Psychedelic colors, it's a California vibe. Alive and awoke, I survived being broke. White folks thought the wealth was an inside joke. Now I LMAO at the ATM. They call the LAPD, but they say, wait, that's him. They grew up on my music, so they don't even pursue it. Steady swerving through the sewage, hoodie up like a druid. You could do it how I do it, you would be who I am. You could ask around the city, I'm the motherfucking man. Not for stunting or no flexing, but they wanted a reflection of the Southern California sun. Set in its essence, I'm a blessing in disguise, cause my lessons open eyes. Since back in 95, I've been repping worldwide, Westside.
Naturally better, possibly the best they ever seen. Naturally better, possibly the best they ever seen. Naturally better, possibly the best they ever seen. Naturally better.
always been an oddity, an awkward zero, a fallen hero in search of an alter ego. Criminals are taking over my homeland. It's critical to take the law into my own hands. But I need help channeling my rage. Toxic Avenger, a hit of acid to the face. Will I ever end up salvaging this place? I'm the only human living on the planet of the apes. I watch time fly, drive-bys and crime fighting are the highlights of my night. It comes with a price. I live in the dark and missions involve always getting injured and scarred. Short circuit, my system is shocked. My face is concealed to not scare the kids in the park. I'll never do it for the money or the wealth, and I'm not trying to hide from anybody but myself.
In high school, I never made it out of class. I was hated and got blasted. It was sad when students were all staring and then laughing. It made me toxic, so now I'm taking out the trash.
I sleep all day and roam at night. I'm a poltergeist with a toxic overbite. It's versus evil that I hope to fight, but I have no control and I don't know what's right. All I know is fight and strive to survive. Try to take me out and you can die by my side. I'm not listening to no preacher. My flow's evil. After this movie, there's no sequel. You're the next I'll bust. It's for death I lust. Chop your head off on camera, director's cut. I'll be slitting your wrists if you don't stick to the script. Acting ignorant will quickly get you kicked in the ribs. Your doom is administered, no one doing it sicker, cause I'm the mutant who be spewing the most putrid of scriptures. I'll never do it for the money or the wealth, and I'm not trying to hide from anybody but myself.
I never made it out of class. I was hated and got blasted. It was sad when students were all staring and then laughing. It made me toxic, so now I'm taking out the trash. Taking out the trash. It made me toxic, so now I'm taking out the trash. Taking out the trash. Made me toxic, now I'm taking out the trash. I'm taking out the trash. It made me toxic, so now I'm taking out the trash. I never made it out of class. I was hated and got blasted. It was sad when students were all staring and then laughing. It made me toxic, so now I'm taking out the trash. Taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash. It made me toxic, so now I'm taking out the trash.
Yeah, and I'm just searching for purpose. Living life so determined, they trying to kill my innocence like Black Boy slain verdicts. See them serpents is lurking, I hear them birds that he chirping. Was widening in the wilderness, so I ain't saying I'm perfect. Bad women my distraction, but I'm steadily working. And good women what I need, but I'm way too assertive. Pray my classes be on vinyl, now I'm scratching the surface. It's just certain to be certain, like Apollo, ain't no clothes on my curtain. A product of where I come from, the Lord he gon' give me comfort. I'm faithful but never blinded, my blessings come in abundance. My city, you know it's busting, the violence I grew accustomed. For goals I be steady running, they never would give me nothing at all. Thank God I ain't never get a handout, so when I get it on my own, it's obvious I stand out. On this is LaSalle Block at my Granny Graham's house. Pray I never have a cell block. Free my mans out, tell your mans cool off before we bring them fans out. God got me so I'm good, never needed man's vouch. All up in the hood, boy, don't make me bring the clan out. Bullets on the block like I never ever ran routes. Cam Newton went from 2 to 1. Deppin' miles for the bands, I just move with a drum. Make a move to my drums, leave them shook when I'm done. I'm deep booked with the suns, about to go on the run. That's a full court press, and yeah, it's nothing but net. They dramatic like the strings, I'll be right at they neck. Level up, volume 2, when the streets don't get stretched. I say a prayer, know I'm blessed, but I keep me a tech. Now what's up?
Now what's up? Ay, triple W dot, when is the album gon' drop? My web browser full of future destinations, so my full house congregation, when I finally procreate them, that's why all my storage space is my head in the clouds. I'm getting way too creative, it's scary, honestly. Firm believer that my gift a commodity, I'ma be fine. Know the time is of the essence, but instead of chasing wealth in the spectrum of what the world deems success is, I take it easy and I refuse to stress it. Instead I get better, sever ties with whatever has me looking to tether. Inclinations to turn towards introspective approach for a validation I long for from adoration that y'all source. I treat this verse like an affidavit to players towards my affirmations. I'm finally acclimated, y'all let me get comfortable. And I'm always punctual, I make a point to always add exclamation to the question of where you headed. I tell them to front of the class like a teacher's pet and don't mistake me for freshman. Cause like a comma, there's separation between me and my peers like I'm jeering too much. I've been isolated, a dunce and a run out of luck. I'm a guy that a fake in the funk. I'm always game time ready, got no time to prolong. Cause chasing Friday night lights only got cologne. Search a home just like a refugee and working with a refugee. You might not catch that presently, but we building a legacy. Got a leg up on the competition, my pedigree. Got all the fighters out biting my melodies. We working with something heavenly. Barely heating up like low 70s, unsettling. To think about, I'm inking out the blueprints of success. We on the scenic route. No need to rush into the things we dreaming about. But yes, still I'm searching. Like the more you know, the more you sum. Feel sad because I'm back to life, carry the weight and go. Before I knew anything, I was told I'm black, so be prepared for what the future holds. In fact, my skin color conveys a different tone than that. Hispanic or Arab, depends on where I'm at. One thing that's apparent is he ain't Caucasian. The one of his parents was, he favors his side and embraced him. Kind of embarrassing, not knowing a part of your heritage. Something about Scottish and Polish immigrants to America. But I ain't never had a chance to sit and discuss with mom's pops, cause even half black was too much. And when I finally got to meet him, saw that cancer defeat in him. Hatred will eat you, see, he apologized that he sucked. But this piece is a me that went with him to the grave at a touch. Go ahead and color me out in the dick and add up. See, we're defined by percentages, categorized by pigment, associated by culture. Are you black or white enough? Brown, yellow, red, up to snuff enough. Circle one, bet your DNA a rabbit trail, you back the one. African, man, woman in the garden, cradle of humanity, made in the image of God, first to see the sun. We still playing like the kings ain't ever come. Drawing lines in the dirt, forgetting that's where we from.
So much more than life.
Inquisitive questions about race relations. Like, where's the daddies of my brown friends? I wanna be more like my white friends. They got everything, look at everything they fathers gave them. Now I'm killing their innocence with concepts complicated. Scratch that, I'm killing ignorance, don't complicate it. When they express their interest in having that conversation, as responsibly as I can, I have to educate them. We talk about love for all. We talk about oppression of some. We talk of redemption in one. We talk of privileges and systemic benefits in the agendas in which they come from, son. Be under the persuasion of none. Shun propaganda painted to paint people as a lump sum. Don't jump guns, cause young, dumb, unspun is old and wise. So we know the times through these open eyes. Let the hope inside guide to overcome. Understand,
there's so much more than life.
more gifted than black.
It's me. The most beautiful, plain and unusual. Black star rocking with that hot shit you're moving to. Massively musical, that frequency you're tuning to. That top of the dial shit, that you don't know my style shit. It's what them Brooklyn niggas stay on foul with. No matter what the scene is surrounding, you whether I'm on the grind or lounging, I'm live any state that I'm found in. Myself for all the niggas that I'm down with. This announcement gon' keep the ghetto bouncing, where people find pleasure in measurements and ounces. Midwest, big stresses, small houses. Down south, slanging the twang, they just pronounced it. East on that foul shit, west they straight clowning. Black Star got the shit they all get down with. Don't tell me Duke on a scene and been around it. Step well respected on your block, I am the mojo worker with the hottest hand. I keep it cooking like pots and pans. I know the haters got they plots and scams, but they simply can't stop my clan. It's Mighty Moose and Super Quad, my man. Black Star, I'm a fan, about to move on the hearts of man until the small hearted hearts expand. River Dave Dawg stalk the jam, and I spit flame and spark the jam. Heavy hitting shit across the fence. In other words, I'm off the wall with this. I drop heavy jewels on ornaments to make them shine a little more with this.
Y'all gifted and black.
Come on, most deaf
here. Y'all gifted and black.
Yeah. Black Star here. Yeah. About to do it all over again. Here we go. A lot of cats like to get on the microphone in the front. They say they rolling the paper like they ran out of blood. Tell you how much they sound standing them up. If the man tell you to jump, you do it. We never let the man take advantage of us. You get props off the diamond you rented. I get my props off the rhymes I invented, cause I spoke my mind and I meant it. Like Tabo with a bow tie, kick your ass with class. Come on. And we still take it to Brooklyn when we ready to splash. Me and Hot Tech got you ready to blast. I'm never ready to last. I stay hungry like I'm ready to fast. Married to the movement like a Betty Shabazz. The rhyme veteran, you act a real bitch right now like a lesbian, thespian. Since they let me in the back, I've been dropping jewels. Plugged in like pasta noodles. Stay fresh and clean like hospitals. In the world of Chris Poppers, big wallet to wrist watches. Did you ever think your wrist is watching you? That's why the cops are stopping you. Nigga, please, they can track you down anywhere. Through cell phones, transmitting radiation through your ear. Your two-way is way too new and obsolete next year. Navigational system show you how to get there. If you ain't think about how you got here, do you know where you are? Come on, happened today, back in the day, they used to follow the stars. I spill it so much, you gotta catch it in bottles and jars. And make MCs eat their words and swallow their bars. Oh my God, Raleigh and I'm
gifted and black.
Black Star is.